Well, we're going to stay with property issues because a public consultation is expected to begin shortly on proposals which could see cabins and modular homes being built in back gardens without the need for planning permission. A spokesperson for the Department of Housing said an interdepartmental consultation on exempted developments, or those that don't require planning, is underway, and the department expects responses within the next 2 weeks. The measure would form part of government efforts to tackle the housing crisis. Our reporter Kate Egan has been looking at the proposal and how it might work.
It's great, you know, it's changed our lives completely. It's essentially saved a teacher and a doctor moving country.
Laurie O'Donnell from Cork talking about how living in a cabin in her parents' back garden prevented her and her partner from emigrating. Her parents came up with the idea 5 years ago after the young couple found it too costly to rent and weren't in a position to buy a house.
They said, you know, you can use a bit of land from the garden if you want and build your 7x4 metre cabin, which is just a one bedroom kind of cabin for the two of us, which is absolutely perfect, absolutely ideal for us. And we said, OK, so we looked at the opportunity. We looked at the possibility of doing this. Obviously, things were delayed with COVID and stuff and you know, all that kind of pressure came in. But it all seemed to work in our favour and we were able to build a cabin. I suppose it was a 6 month waiting time because of COVID, but the cabin was built in all in 3 days and we were able to move in.
There's a commitment in the programme for government to look at the issue of allowing standalone developments to the rear of properties to be exempted from the need for planning permission as part of the plan to tackle the housing crisis. And Laurie is one of those in favour of this.
I know a lot of people haven't seen the cabins, they don't know much about them, but it's great that it's now in the spotlight that people can research them and see what, you know, is out there about them. They're such a good solution to such a big problem, you know.
Engineers Ireland Director General Damien Owens says these types of structures could help to relieve pressure on the housing market as long as they're introduced with some measure of control.
I think it certainly has merit, but it just needs to be, I mean, thoroughly investigated. So we're going into this with our eyes open and we can see the consequences, and that all agencies, the utilities, are involved in that discussion, probably through a consultation, so that we can scope out what the requirements are and maybe trial it in some areas, maybe rent pressure areas or whatever. Just trial it in one or two areas before it goes nationwide.
And he says if these structures don't require planning permission, then consideration needs to be given to the impact they could have on the infrastructure in built-up areas.
I think you would see perhaps the water pressure decreasing at peak time around, you know, Saturday evening when people having showers before they go out or cooking. Again, if you're putting these in your backyard, you're probably covering up grass and areas which will soak up rain. So that will no longer be available to soak up rain, so you'd have a risk of additional lack of runoff of water and potentially pooling or gathering of water, flood water.
One way of addressing these concerns could be to introduce certain conditions to be met before such cabins or structures could be built without planning permission. As chair of the Law Society's Environmental and Planning Practice Committee and partner at Philip Lee, Rachel Minch explains.
So, for example, if you build exempted development, you don't need to notify the planning authority that you are doing this, provided, of course, that you do comply with the conditions to make it exempted development. But one of the options I thought could be possible is that, for example, in relation to this type of proposal, would you need to sort of formally notify the planning authority that you are building a, you know, detached cabin or modular home to the rear, and possibly also need to register it so that there is some level of oversight.
Another consideration for homeowners thinking of doing this is the effect it could have on their local property tax payments. The Revenue Commissioners say anything that increases the market value of a property, such as a garage, shed or a cabin, would affect a local property tax calculation. The Department of Housing says a public consultation will be carried out before any regulations will be finalised and brought before the Oireachtas. But for Laurie and her partner in Cork, being able to live in her parents' back garden, according to her, has been the difference between staying and not emigrating.
He was looking at the possibility of medicine in Poland or the UK possibly, because we were like, we just can't afford to live in this country and do this at the same time. This has saved us and helped us stay here. So at least the country's not losing another doctor or losing a teacher.
And that was Laurie O'Donnell ending that report from Kate Egan.